stories have crossed borders as quickly as Miguel de Cervantes' novel Don Quixote. Originally written in Spanish, it was translated into French and English in the late 17th century and later on into German. Telemann was probably familiar with the novel when it was produced as an opera in Hamburg in 1722. He was to write two works based on the story, a serenata and the overture burlesque Don Quixote. This suite is composed for strings, and the eight movements depict famous scenes humorously parodying serious musical styles. In the beginning of the novel, Cervantes tells the reader that Don Quixote had read too many chivalric romances, and this led him to his adventures. He writes, "He strung these absurdities together with many others, all in the style of those that he had learnt from his books." So too, Telemann strings together various escapades of the mock hero in the traditional form of the overture suite. One senses that Telemann had great fun with the depictions of the hero, as you'll hear in these three contrasting movements from the suite. In the first, Don Quixote attacks the windmills, thinking they're dragons. Rapid string scales and determined tremolos depict the combat. The next movement is a complete contrast. Don Quixote is in love with Dulcinea, his ideal of womanhood, a peasant whom he has taken to be a princess. Here Telemann takes the musical expression of a sigh, descending slurs, and uses them one after each other to express lovesickness. The work ends with Don Quixote asleep and dreaming of his next adventures. This takes the form of a robust, rustic dance, built over a galloping rhythm in the lower strings. Christian Lindberg conducts musical Vertai in three movements of Telemann's Don Quixote suite. The attack on the windmills, the amorous sighs after Princess Dulcinea, and Don Quixote's bed. Thank you. was Musica Virtai performing three movements of Telemann's Don Quixote suite. They were conducted by Christian Lindberg. FMR.